The opposite of war is not peace. It's greatness. For the unknown soldier. You who had a name your mother gave you, a face your family loved, hands that once held smaller hands. You who are not unknown to those who wept for you. You who wore a uniform you did not choose, who became a symbol because we lost your story. This is for you, and for all of you, from every nation, every trench, every side of every line that never should have been drawn. You were not enemies. You were brothers. You were the human family sent to die by those who would not go themselves. May your silence become our conscience. May your anonymity remind us that every soldier is someone's child. We do not know your name, but we know what you deserved. A life, a home, a chance to become great. This work is written in your honor, not to glorify the war that took you, but to build the world that might have kept you.
The fuse fell silent, my hands still trembling in prayer. I set off west, best I could. I cried, I clawed, I crawled. They saw it all through the drone. They gave me warmth, food, and shelter. And when the nurse asked my name, I wept, for I had nearly forgotten that I had one. I was born into a house with more hunger than furniture, where winter came through the walls uninvited, and dignity was the only heirloom we could afford. My mother spoke little, but what she said was scripture. Poverty is a condition. Bitterness is a choice. Never let what you lack become who you are. What terrified my bullies the most was not my fists, I had none to speak of, but my manner of rising from the pavement. They expected tears. I gave them silence. They expected surrender. I gave them eyes that looked past them. I learned early, a man who cannot be humiliated cannot be controlled. I did not know its name then, but I felt it harden in my chest, like a second spine. Resilience, not the absence of pain, but the refusal to let pain author your story. I learned to fall like a student and rise like a teacher. From the rubble of a bombed library, I pulled Epictetus, half burned, still legible. It is not things that disturb us, but our judgments about things. I read it 7 times before I understood, and when I did, I was no longer a victim. I was a philosopher without credentials, rich beyond taxation. I walked until my shoes became suggestions, until borders were just lines someone else believed in. I worked in fields that were not mine, slept in barns that smelled of hay and freedom. Adventure was not escape. It was curriculum. Every stranger who shared bread became a professor of humanity. A closed mind is a finished mind. I made questions my compass, and wonder my walking stick. The man who assumes he knows has already stopped becoming. I wanted to become endlessly, hungrily. So I asked, and asked, and asked, until the world opened like a book that had been waiting for me to learn to read. From Marcus Aurelius, I took the morning. When you arise, think of what privilege it is to be alive. From Nietzsche, I took the fire. He who has a why can bear almost anyhow. From Socrates, I took the mirror. The unexamined life is not worth living. I carried no library. Yet I became one. I apprenticed under a carpenter who spoke with his hands more than his mouth. He taught me measure twice, cut once. He taught me the grain has memory. Work with it. He taught me a crooked nail struck true holds better than a straight nail struck in anger. I was learning woodwork. I was learning life. Freedom is not the absence of structure. It is the presence of chosen structure. I learned to wake before the sun, not because someone demanded it, but because the quiet hours belonged to those who claimed them. Discipline. The art of keeping promises to yourself when no one is watching. There came a season when I read, like a man dying of thirst, drinks. Plato at dawn, Schopenhauer at dusk, Lao Tzu in the spaces between. I did not read to escape my life. I read to build one. Every book was a brick. Every idea I took from it, mortar. But there were years the light did not reach me. I sat in rooms where hope had no address. I learned that darkness is not failure, it is information. It tells you where the walls are. It teaches you to build windows. I did not defeat my despair. I studied it until it became a map out of itself. I met a woman in a bread line, who gave half her portion to a child not her own. I asked her why. She said, "Suffering is not a competition. Pain does not divide. It identifies. Everyone in this line is my family." That night I wrote in my journal, "Compassion is not weakness. It is the strength to see yourself in everyone." From Hegel, I took the spiral, Nothing is wasted. Even conflict resolves into growth. From Kant, I took the law within. Act only according to that maxim by which you can will it to become universal. From Viktor Frankl, I took the unyielding. Everything can be taken from a man but the last of human freedoms. To choose one's attitude. Their voices became a chorus in my chest, a parliament of the dead, governing the living.
I went back to the place I was born, not to reclaim it, but to forgive it. The house was smaller than I remembered. The poverty was still there, but it no longer fit me. I had outgrown my cage without breaking its bars. I planted trees I would never sit under. I wrote letters I would never send. I learned that patience is not passive. It is the longest form of courage. The man in a hurry builds a wall. The man with patience builds a cathedral. A boy asked me how I survived the war. I said, I didn't. That man died. What you see is what he became when he decided to stop surviving and start becoming. The boy asked, becoming what? I smiled. That is the only question worth asking. And you must answer it yourself. Every single day. I met powerful men who were empty, and poor men who were kingdoms. The difference was always the same. Integrity. The alignment of action and belief. The refusal to become a stranger to yourself. A man of integrity needs no audience. His witness is his own soul. From Emerson, I took self-reliance. Trust thyself. Every heart vibrates to that iron string. From Camus, I took rebellion. To live fully in an absurd world is the highest defiance. From Simone Weil, I took attention. Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. From Buddha, I took release. Holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. I did not worship those thinkers, no. I conversed with them. I argued, I accepted, I refused. I became not their student, but their equal. For that is what they would have wanted. Courage. Not the courage on the battlefield. I had seen enough of that theater. But the courage to be kind when cynicism is easier. the courage to hope when evidence argues against it, the courage to remain soft in a world that rewards hardness. This is the courage no medal honors, and no war requires.
My school. I built no building. I bought a simple device, small enough to fit in a pocket, large enough to hold a civilization. An audio player. Because we are not readers alone. We are listeners. We are storytellers. We are the species that learned to speak before we learned to write. I recorded my lessons, and I gave them away. Welcome. Sit anywhere. There are no desks here. I have nothing to sell you, and nothing to make you believe. I only offer what took me a lifetime to gather, the certainty that you are capable of greatness, and the suspicion that no one has told you so. Only corrosion can divide the human family, the corrosion of ignorance, the rust of unexamined dogma, the decay of thinking someone else's thoughts and calling them your own. We are one people, torn by nationalism, fooled by borders, sold the lie of scarcity when abundance was our birthright.
I am not here to give you answers. I am here to show you that the questions are not your enemies. They are your tools. The mind that questions cannot be enslaved. The heart that examines cannot be corrupted. The soul that grows cannot be conscripted. Greatness is not fame. It is not power. Greatness is the decision to become the highest version of yourself, and then to help others do the same.
This is the opposite of war, not peace. For peace can be enforced. Peace can be the silence of the oppressed. Peace can be the pause between horrors. No. The opposite of war is greatness.
A world of great beings does not need to be taught peace.
It cannot imagine otherwise. At the center of my being, there is now a column, built from every failure I studied, every book I absorbed, every cruelty I refused to repeat, every kindness I received and passed on.
It cannot be chipped. It cannot be compressed. It holds up nothing but myself. I know nothing completely. I have mastered nothing permanently. Every certainty I hold is a guest, not a resident. Humility is not self-doubt. It is the wisdom to remain teachable, the grace to say I was wrong, the freedom of not needing to be right. A student asked, "What do I do when the world refuses to change?
I said, "You change. And you do it so completely, so beautifully, so undeniably, that the world begins to wonder
what it is missing."
"I leave no money. I leave no monument. I leave this. A hunger you can carry in your pocket. A fire that needs no fuel but questions. A path that cannot be walked by anyone but you. It has been walked by everyone who ever mattered before you. I leave the knowledge that the boy who crawled from the trenches, who wept for his name, who was born into poverty, baptized by war, that boy became something no system could manufacture, no nation could claim, no bullet could stop. He became great." And so, my young friends, can you? The opposite of war is not peace. It is the decision, made daily, made hourly, to become a being for whom war is simply unthinkable. Rise.